Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Be Free Indeed podcast. Be Free Indeed is a community curated to empower believers to use faith actively in pursuit of emotional wellness. I am your host, Key Cooper, and today I'm going to give you a quick little glimpse into the podcast. I'm going to give you the what, the why, and the who behind the podcast, and it is my hope that you'll tune in twice monthly as we talk about all things faith and mental health. So let's jump right into it. What in the world is Be Free Indeed? No, I'm not referring to the beehive, although we do stand Queen Bee around here. Be Free Indeed is a community of Christians who go to God about their mental health. When I think about going to God about my mental health, I think about freedom in Christ. I think about how taking my mental health and taking my concerns to God gives me freedom. And when I think about freedom in Christ, I think about how it's an effort. It's something you have to work towards. And that reminds me of the worker bee. Bees are very, very diligent. They have strong work ethics. They're very organized. And that's how you have to be when pursuing freedom in Christ. So that's the what. The why. Now, I have a quick little story to share with you guys about my why behind this podcast. The why is basically to be a resource. I want to be a place that people can go and find credible information about faith and mental health. And I say credible because my why stems from something that I saw on Instagram. Now, y'all know at the beginning of this panoramic, we were all at home scrolling social media. I saw a post from an influencer who had like millions of followers, and they were specifically talking about mental health and some life coach stuff, which that therapy and life coach, two completely different things. Maybe we'll make that an episode, but they were talking about mental health, and the information was just wrong. Like, I was just like, people get on Al Gore's internet and talk about anything. Like, it was not factual information at all. And I can tell from the comments that this was some people's only like way of accessing information about mental health. And so they were believing what they were reading. And because this person had thousands of followers, it was like, oh my goodness, you're getting this message. You're delivering an incorrect message and people are believing it. And that's why there's so much work to be done in the mental health community about breaking stigma, because people are just spreading incorrect information. And that's I was going to say something, but we're going to keep going. Okay. Quick little tangent. Let's come in for a huddle. Are you in? Okay, cool. One thing about Key, I am not the type of person, y'all know people who will have a typo on their Instagram story and then the very next slide is like correcting their typo. I'm not that kind of person. I said what I said. So that's kind of a disclaimer to let you know, if I say something incorrectly or if I stumble over some words, because I didn't realize how much you have to enunciate to host a podcast. But anyway, just know I said what I said. I'm not going to edit it out. We just going to keep rolling. Okay, 1, 2, 3, break. Huddle over. So back to my why. So my why is basically I want to be a resource of credible information for people when it comes to faith and mental health. And as a Christian, this is something that's extremely important to me, because I myself have realized that as a believer, I have an untapped resource for my mental health. Having the power of the Holy Spirit and not relying on it is like having the answer key to a test and not using it. I mean, if I got it, I might as well use it. And I didn't have to do anything illegal to get it. So, you know, why won't I use it? And so for me, there have been times in my life where I have struggled, you know, with depression, with anxiety, and with other mental health concerns. And I have literally never talked to God about it. I just dealt with it, or I just tried to deal with it. And one thing that stopped me from talking to God about it was because I felt like if I admitted that I was depressed, then that must mean that I lack faith. But that's not true at all. Like, God, his strength is made perfect in my weakness. So why would I not want to bring this to him? Why would I not want him to show up in this area? And so my why is, again, one, to be a credible resource, and two, to really help you. Like, I'm sharing from like a place of I've been there, sis. It's not like I just want to lecture to you or anything. And it's not going to be super formal. It's going to be real conversations about life. And that's the why behind the podcast. So let's talk about the who. I'm Key. I do all of the things. One thing I want you to know, when it comes to the credibility of the podcast and the credibility of the information being shared, I am a social worker. I'm a licensed clinical social worker, which means that I have training when it comes to mental health. I have training in that area. And so that's important for me to say because, like I said in my why, the post that I saw, you know, I can't remember who Instagram it was or whatever, but that person was not a credible source. And so it's very important to me to be a credible source. And if there's ever anything that I don't know, I'm going to find out. I'm going to find some credible information. I'll bring some people on the podcast, God willing, to talk about things that I don't know. So that's who I am. I am a social worker. Let me give you three fun facts about me. Okay, fact number one, I love free food. It don't matter. If you offer me free food, I'm going to take it. If it's nasty, I won't feel any type of way because I didn't pay for it. that sounds real like that's what it is. Okay. Number two, my favorite TV show is Grey's Anatomy. I am a super, super Grey's fan. But one thing about me and Grey's Anatomy, I have to wait until the season is over to watch it. And this is kind of true about any show that I watch. I don't like to wait a week. Like, I don't want to wait. I want to know exactly what happens. So I typically wait to the end of the season and then binge everything on Hulu. Number three, what else is interesting? Oh, I should have planned. I don't know what the third thing is. I don't know. Y'all tell me what else y'all want to know. Tell me what you want to know about me. Hit me up on social media, Key of All Trades on Instagram. That's actually really the only platform I'm on. I do have a YouTube. It's also Key of All Trades, but I'm not currently active on YouTube. But you should still subscribe because maybe one day I'll turn this podcast into, like, you know how people do the visual podcast where you can see them? We're going to have to prepare for that because right now I'm not camera ready. Anyway, I hope that you enjoy the podcast. I hope that you subscribe. Find the information for following me in the description of this video. Follow Be Free Indeed on Instagram and me on Instagram, Key of All Trades, and you'll hear more. All right, bye.